Hi everyone, my name is Annie Fehrenbacher and I'm a grad student at the UCLA School of Public Health.
Hi everyone, my name is Maya Rangel and I received my BA from UCLA. We have no relationships to disclose. So just some interesting demographics about the car wash industry in LA. LA leads the nation in the number of professional car washes with approximately 430 establishments. The industry consists of approximately 10,000 workers who vacuum, shampoo, wax, dry, and detail cars. The majority are Latino immigrants who speak only Spanish. Most car wash workers, or carwacheros, as they are most commonly known, are men, although there are some women car wash workers. LA car wash owners often deny their workers the most basic workplace rights and protections required by law. Workers typically work 50 to 60 hours per week for less than minimum wage and are not provided with health insurance, clean drinking water, or breaks for rest and meals. Working at a car wash can be difficult and even dangerous, especially during the hot summer months when the temperatures in LA approach 100 degrees. Workers are frequently exposed to chemical hazards and work without safety equipment and proper training. This project was divided into two main components. The first was to develop and carry out an awareness campaign on heat illness, and the second was to research the health hazards of chemical products currently used in the industry. Our objectives were to develop a water bottle label, a skit, and a comic book to be used for trainings on heat illness, and in terms of chemical hazards, to conduct site visits and manage a chemical database. We developed two popular education tools to educate workers about heat illness. A water bottle label was adapted from and approved by Kalosha's 2010 Outdoor Heat Illness Prevention Campaign, and a worker-led skit. These were used to co-facilitate two interactive trainings. For our second project, we conducted six field site visits to identify the general working conditions in the industry and catalog 40 chemical products into an existing database. Working with the Car Wash Health and Safety Committee, we designed a water bottle label with three panes. The first informs workers that they should drink water even if they are not thirsty. The second informs workers about the right to water, shade, and rest under California's heat illness standard. And the third informs workers about what to do if they are not provided with these things in their workplace. This water bottle label was our give back product, which was distributed to approximately 1,450 carwacheros at 117 car washes throughout the LA area. After the water bottle distribution, wage and hour complaints for 24 car washes were received and 11 unregistered car washes were found. Two training sessions were also conducted to educate 49 participants about the signs and symptoms of heat illness and their rights under California law. One training used a worker-led skit, which was developed based on a carwachero's personal experience with heat illness. After our internship, workers completed a short educational video, which will be accessible online and will be used for further worker trainings. We also work with the Institute of Popular Education, who are using the skit storyline to develop a comic book and continue to educate workers.
In regards to chemical hazards, our task was to manage an existing database of car wash products and input new products identified through Kalosha investigations and site visits. Our database catalogs products by name, hazardous ingredients and exposure limits, acute and chronic health effects, and handling and protective instructions. We were able to enter complete data on 40 car wash products and categorize them by hazard ratings in order to distinguish between particularly toxic substances from more innocuous ones such as towel detergents and leather conditioners. For example, this water spot remover contains both hydrofluoric and sulfuric acid. This product has a health hazard rating of 4, which is the highest hazard rating you can get, which means that it can cause death or serious residual injury even if medical attention is provided promptly. It is worth noting that even products with low health hazard ratings or no known exposure limits can still cause injury or illness, particularly if no personal protective equipment is provided for workers. This is worrisome considering that most products we observed were unlabeled, and many car wash workers are unable to read labels and material safety data sheets due to language barriers and the technical language that's also involved in these sheets. The photo on the right displays the hands of a worker damaged by jabón verde, or green soap. Like many other carwasheros, this worker only knew the products by color, not by name, because he could not read the product information. Some of the major challenges of our project, particularly in regards to chemical hazards, were the lack of standardization between MSDS forms, coupled with gaps in knowledge about the health effects of certain chemicals. We also found that the Cal OSHA heat standard does not target car wash workers, so we had to adapt several existing materials in order to make them relevant for our target population. Another major challenge that limited our ability to conduct outreach is the power imbalance between employers and workers. We had to be mindful that workers may not always be able to demand water, rest, and shade for fear of losing their jobs or being turned over to ICE. As a result, we had to be judicious rather than comprehensive when providing workers with resources. Our project was successful largely as a result of the worker-driven nature of the CLEAN campaign. We were able to work closely with the Carwashero Health and Safety Committee to design our educational materials, and as a result, they were received with great enthusiasm. We also felt that our project was effective at presenting occupational health as a worker right rather than an individual responsibility. Finally, we found OHIP to be a great opportunity to learn more about current occupational health standards and their real-world impact on the car wash industry. We have many suggestions for future research, such as investigating the long-term health effects of working in the car wash industry and searching for green alternatives to some of the most hazardous products in use. We also suggest implementing process and outcome evaluations for the educational programs, which will allow the campaign to draw conclusions about the effectiveness of our heat illness materials and will provide a framework for further evaluating educational programs with car wash workers. Finally, we'd like to highlight some of the legal victories of the CLEAN campaign that have occurred since our internship ended. In August, the Perian brothers were each sentenced to 1 year in jail. And this is the result of a 3-year lawsuit between the city of Los Angeles and the set of brothers who were charged with over 220 criminal charges, including millions of dollars in wage theft, conspiracy, brandishing a deadly weapon, sexual assault of workers, and the list goes on and on. So this was a major victory for the campaign. And then in October, a $6.6 million lawsuit was filed against the Sichter brothers, who own 15 car washes throughout California. This case was brought by then Attorney General, now Governor, Jerry Brown, who has been extremely supportive of car wash workers during his time in office. And finally, just last week, 8 car wash workers from Wilshire Car Wash were rehired after being illegally terminated for union activity. So these cases... these cases demonstrate that the landscape is changing in the car wash industry and abusive owners will no longer be treated with impunity. So to close, we'd like to stress the importance of coupling occupational health programs with advocacy to address inequalities in the workplace. The CLEAN campaign is a great example of bridging public health with social justice, and it was truly an honor for us to work with them. We'd like to thank the CLEAN campaign, our mentor, Chloe Osmer, our supervisors at LOSH, our funders at NIOSH, AOEC, and NIEHS. And most of all, we'd like to thank all the car wash workers who worked beside us this summer and told us their stories. Thank you.
Thank you. The next presenter is Wesley Tang. He currently is a second-year graduate student at the School of Drexel University working toward his MPH. His previous public health experience has included working with organizations, HIV/AIDS case management service, and with developing an employment retention program and a social service agency for homeless women. In the near future, Wes hopes to use his degree toward improving worker safety and health as he prepares to join the workforce.